May God's words alone be spoken. May God's words alone be heard. Amen. Just to warn you, there may be some loud noises approaching. There's nothing to fear. Today's Epiphany, which marks the end of Christmastide, our 12 days of Christmas. So as I've said in previous years, don't let anyone give you a hard time about still having the tree up. Besides, they can be thankful that you don't celebrate Christmas until Candlemas on February 2nd, like some people do. That's what I tell people when my tree is still up at the end of January. Now, every year we tell the story of the Magi who travel from the East to bring gifts to the Christ child. And as it is good to repeat each year as well, the origin of the story of the three wise guys. Matthew, the only gospel account of the Magi, never tells us how many there were, or even if they were all men. But since Matthew mentions three gifts, later Christian tradition came to identify three of them. And in the late 6th century Armenian infancy gospel, the Magi are even given the names of Melkon or Melchior, Balthasar, and Gaspar. Now you can win that trivia question. But just as we really don't know the names of the people who wrote the gospels, we also don't know the names of these folks. So you can call them whatever you want, Hermione Granger, Harry Potter, and Ron Weasley, or perhaps Princess Leia, Luke Skywalker, Han Solo, and the Wookiee. It's really up to you. Whatever you name them, you just can't call them on time. As we hear today, Jesus was not a baby anymore, but a child and living in a house. Apparently, Waze was not available to these Eastern travelers. I could just imagine they're on their camels and saying, recalculating, recalculating, recalculating. And I think there is something to them being men, not only because they didn't bother to stop and ask for directions, but because, you know, women would have brought more practical gifts, you know, diapers, baby food, clothing, right? Well, even if they were late and brought really weird gifts to a young child, each year we like to tell the story of their visit. Wow. I love this. Thank you so much, Sage. Well, let's see what this... Hold on to this piece and let me read your... Well, actually, I probably should open the gift first, right? Cool, look! It's one of those night masks. I can go take a nap now. Okay. Purple because they're magi, right? Oh! And earbuds. This is awesome. I don't think I should wear these now, but later on, let me tell you, definitely going to be part of my regular Sunday afternoon nap. I have a scroll, though. We were not really kings, but sages, interpreters of dreams and of the stars. Perhaps today some would call us astrologers, mathematicians, or even magicians. Yet it was our ability to dream, to see beyond what others see, that sparked us on our epic journey to follow the star to the Christ child. How many of you are able to disconnect from the busy world, the constant barrage of noise, to dream? These earplugs and the eye mask are sleep aids to allow a person in your time to enter into a dream state no matter where they are or what time of day it may be. Dreaming is important. And it may even save your life. For you see, when Herod tried to lead us into darkness, we took a different path because we were warned by God in a dream about Herod's intentions. The truth is, God is trying to speak to you, each one of you, perhaps in the night sky, perhaps in your dreams. Are you disconnecting to listen, to see, to dream? Well, thank you so much for this very insightful gift, Magi. Now, as I was saying, whoa. you so much. Holy cow. Wow. Look at this. This is so cool. Y'all know what this is? Oh, we're going to find out. Hello. Very big, too. Wow, this is a big gift, Magi. Let's see. This was not easy to get our camel to haul through the desert, but it was worth it. Do you know what this is? It's a pipe from an organ. On its own, it doesn't seem like much, does it? And we can tell you that it won't really be what it is meant to be in isolation. But place it among other pipes and let the wind blow through it, and it will sing the most glorious sounds. It will be what it was created to be. We didn't take this journey alone, but rode with one another as we went where the star led us, to the gift of the Christ child. Jesus, too, traveled with others as we did. The truth is, you are part of a larger whole. Are you connected to your community of faith and breathing in the gift of the Spirit? Thank you, Sage. Wow, this is amazing. I can't wait to play with it some more. Okay, so you knew that was coming. Now that's king. All right. Let's see what we have here. Aha! It's a bird cage. Oh, this is awesome. Wouldn't have anything to do with that crazy movie that's out now, right? Okay, good. This antique birdcage, well, antique to you, stunningly futuristic to us, is beautiful. Yet as lovely as it is, and as comfortable a bird may be within it, it is still a cage. The freedom to follow the star that goes before each human life is precious. Yet it seems to be humanity's cruelty that we build walls of division rather than bridges of inclusion. We create boundaries, real and imagined, that seek to exclude others. What we don't realize is that in doing so, we imprison ourselves. The truth is, God is calling you to follow a star too. What cages are keeping you and others from the journey? Wow. Any more? Okay. I think, wow, this is amazing. Thank you so much, great sage. Wow. That was a lot of stuff. I must have been a very good priest this year. No comment. A bird cage, an organ pipe, earplugs, and an eye mask. These magi have really given us something to really think about, haven't they? I think I need a nap to consider it all, but that'll come later. The thing is, these all might be quirky gifts, but the Magi did manage to come up with just what we need this year, especially in this moment in our nation's history, when talks of walls to block out the poor and suffering bombard us in the daily news, when there are LGBT people pushed to the margin, when women are beaten and enslaved, when people of color are denied basic human dignity, and when all of creation groans under the weight of our neglect and abuse. We know the reality of the birdcage. We know how tempting it might be as well to settle in safely into the cages we have built around us, or to look at those in other cages we or others have built and think about the occupants, that at least they're safe and they aren't complaining. Yet we know that these words from the poet Maya Angelou's poem ring true. The cage bird sings with a fearful trill of things unknown but longed for still. And his tune is heard on the distant hill, for the caged bird sings of freedom. So many are suffering in our midst, not only on a national and global scale, but perhaps some of you or those you love know the feeling of the caged bird, imprisoned behind walls of fear, oppression, poverty, hate, depression, addiction, or loneliness. The heights of the walls can seem insurmountable, and the number of them can seem overwhelming. The enormity of what humanity has and is doing weighing us down. And we can feel unable to sing anything, not even a song of freedom, for the dreams we once had, or the ones we have never seen, have gotten too lost in the shuffle of life. That's where those earplugs and sleep masks might just be the gift we all need. You know, it's a funny thing. We are one of the most sleep-deprived societies in the history of the world, right? I mean, there are sleep clinics to diagnose the problems and all sorts of devices, medical and otherwise, to induce sleep. And the thing is, we need the dream cycle sleep, that type of sleep, to rejuvenate. And to have that, we have to be still, to let go and unplug. In fact, studies are showing that the light from all our devices need to be removed from our sight a good hour at least before trying to sleep. It seeps into our conscience just that much. And without realizing it, we have created the waking dead that we joke about pervading the movie and TV culture, only it is us. And yet we know that dreaming is important. The prophetic voices of history came from those who dared to dream, the ones who were able to envision a new way of being in the world, the ones who heard God in their dreams, the God that hopes to lure us toward her dream of a world filled with love, joy, peace, and for all of creation. You know, one of the reasons I live way up in Sussex County is that I love to be able to see the night sky, really see it. The millions of stars and the planets all lit so beautifully in the stillness of the dark. It's stunning in its simple beauty and peacefulness. I can't get that here so close to the pollution of the city lights. That's why so many flock to secluded places, right? To gaze up at the stars. They need to be removed from the distractions in sight and sound to take in what God offers to us. Not only in the night sky, but in the brightness of day too. You know, it's a reality that one of the ways we have imprisoned ourselves is by the chains we have forged that bind us to the noise around us, our phones, our TVs, our tablets, laptops, and game sets. To dream, we must disconnect. Now, you're not meant to permanently block your senses, but you are meant to hear and see in a different way by shutting out the noise of the world whenever you're able. Perhaps the first step to freedom is to disconnect enough from the noise of our lives to give life to the dreams God hopes for us, to envision what is possible, to imagine what might be. For it is in letting go of what distracts us that we will begin to pay attention to what is around us, like the way our hearing becomes more acute when we place a blindfold over our eyes and listen in a new way. And no, I am not talking about Bird Box. If we do that, we will become deeply connected to the vibration of God's universe all around us and in us, too, when we shut out the clutter of our lives for just a moment. And when that happens, we will break free from the ordinary to become the extraordinary people we can be. We will also be rested for the work we're called to do, the work of Christ. Which brings us to that enormous organ pipe. The Magi saw the star and followed it to find Christ, the Christ child. They took this journey together. Organ pipes are meant to be one of many working together to be what it was created to be. We too cannot be fully the beautiful creations of God. We were meant to be in total isolation. But bring us into community, into a fellowship of ministry like this parish. We have the potential to live into all that God hopes for us. Because God is love. And love is rooted in relationship. God wanted to be in relationship with us, enough to become flesh and dwell among us, just that we might know how deeply we are loved and enter more fully into that relationship. Jesus, too, gathered friends around him to share in his ministry because relationship is that important to God. And we must remember, too, that even if that pipe organ is placed among all the ranks of all the other pipes, It still needs wind to be what it was meant to be. We also then must allow the breath of God, the wind of the Holy Spirit, to enter into us. When we do, the music we will sing will bring love to a world in need. The gift of the Magi is the gift of Epiphany, the awakening to the Christ that is revealed to us in so many ways each and every day. God came to us that we might know the power of love, the importance of relationship with God, with one another, with ourselves, because God knew that somehow we had gotten lost, disconnected, unable to dream, encaged in the noise, encaging others, and we were drowning out in our hearts the song of the universe, the dream God has for us and for all of creation. So let us break free from the noise and open our hearts to the dream God has for us. Let us come here together to be nourished in relationship with one another and in Christ, to be the people we were born to be, singing a harmonious song of freedom and joy. And let us be filled with the breath of God and follow the star God sends to us, that we may find the Jesus who is imprisoned and sick and visit him, who is naked and clothe him, who is hungry and feed him, who is thirsty and give him something to drink, who is a stranger and welcome him. That's why this gift was given, the greatest gift of all, the gift of God's unconditional love given to each of us. May we receive it fully and give it freely. Amen.